Our region is rich in many ways, not the least of which is the broad variety of arts venues and events. From the Holt Center in Eugene to the Symphony playing in Fort Bragg, there's a fantastic assortment of places to hear music, watch a play, or view fine art, which is why we sync up with the art world on the first Friday of most months with our First Friday Arts segment. It's a bit of a free-for-all, with us throwing the phone lines open for calls from around the region. If you know of an arts event coming in February or early March and you don't hear it here, feel free to call and tell us about it. 800-838-3760. First up is Teresa, no town given. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Hi, Teresa.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. We thank you so much for this service. I did want to tell you about Peggy Smith, the contemporary acrylic artist, which is going to be joined by Greta Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Greta is going to perform acoustic guitar for the Dreams exhibition at Shepherd's Dream. Mm-hmm. 629 A Street this evening from 5 to 8.
In what town?
And we are so looking forward to this exhibit. It's called She Dreams of Bears.
And what town are we talking about here?
We're talking about Ashland on A Street, 629 A Street, right next to Jaga Gallery.
Okay.
In the Railroad District of Ashland.
She Dreams of Bears. Give us a little description of what's involved in all this.
Oh, we're going to have some wonderful, wonderful music. And Peggy Smith is going to feature her brand new pieces that she painted, especially her contemporary pieces for Shepherd's Dream. And we just joined the Ashland Gallery Association recently. So we're very, very excited to be part of the Ashland Gallery Association and be on their tour map.
Okay, sounds like great stuff. So it's 629 A Street, and you're part of the First Friday Art Walk, which is 5 to 8 tonight, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. We want you to get in there.
All right. Thanks for that, Therese. Appreciate it. Next call goes to John at North Bedford High School Theater. Welcome back to First Friday Arts, John.
Hey, thank you, Jeffrey. I'm calling. We're taking you all the way to the very end of the month here because of our schedule. I got to talk to you about a play that's going to go up the final weekend of February.
Okay. What is that?
So we're doing a piece called The Fox on the Fairway. It's a ridiculous farce comedy set at a golf club. It's by Ken Ludwig. He also did Moon Over Buffalo and Lend Me a Tenor. And we've got it in our little theater space. It's seats about 100 people a night. We're going to do four shows. We're going to open on the Thursday of that final weekend and run Thursday, Friday, and then twice on Saturday. Our evening show times are 7 p.m. Our matinee is going to be at 2. Because seating is so limited, we strongly encourage people to do advanced ticket purchase, and that's online through seatyourself.biz/NMDrama.
NM for North Medford Drama, okay. And so give us a rundown here. I mean, The Fox on the Fairway, can I assume since you mentioned it being a farce that there is actually somebody who dresses up as a fox?
No, never do we actually get an actual fox. Fox is one of those politically incorrect references to gender that comes out occasionally in the theater.
Ah, okay, that kind of fox, uh-huh.
Yeah, the female cast, the three female characters, two of them would be, one of them is currently an ingenue, and one of them was earlier in her life, and the other one is definitely not. The third is referred to as a Sherman tank at one point in the show, and as Lady Voldemort in another point in the show. So, But the first two, Pamela and Louise, are both written with some of their charms in mind, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Okay, so The Fox on the Fair. What are the dates again?
Let's see. That's that last week in February, and my brain is telling me right now that would be the 25th, 6th, and 7th, but I better look at it.
Yeah, it would be the 26th, 3 weeks from today.
Right.
All right. Yeah, right. Not a good thing.
So, that's what we're doing, and that actually kind of launches an incredibly busy week for the North Medford Performing Arts Program, and an incredibly busy month. From that last week in February through to spring break, there's something happening like every second or third day. But I'll let the music people call you at the beginning of March to tell you about the rest of it.
All right, sounds like a plan. Make sure you put the bug in their ear to do that. So we'll look for them in First Friday in March. John Doty at North Medford High School. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you much.
You bet. Let's go to Olivia Janice at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I'm just going to touch on Solomon's Blade briefly because I know you're interviewing the author. We open tonight. We run through February 28th. Pay What You Can is next Wednesday night. And to me, the important thing about this play is her journey is to try to make fear into compassion so that when we look at the other person, we don't see the other, we see the person. Really beautiful play, and we follow that in March with something. We've kind of gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. We're going to visit the Fab 40s when we get to March with Sweet Charity. And that's pretty much all I have to say, except for tickets for either show or both shows, 535-5250 or CamelotTheatre.org. We'll get you there.
Sweet Charity, is that the show that gave us Hey Big Spender?
Yes, it is. Bob Fosse kind of choreography, and it's just a lot of fun. It's about the taxi dancer with a heart of gold.
All right. Hey, Big Spender, spend a little time with me. Love
exactly,
that
song. Exactly.
All right, Livia, thanks for that. Appreciate it. We'll be talking to Lisa Beth Allen of Camelot's Solomon's Blade at Camelot in just a few minutes. Let's go to Ed White from Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Welcome, Ed.
Yes, pleasure to be here, Jeffrey. I'm talking about our concert, which is also at the end of the month. The concert is called Beyond the Stars, mm-hmm. and it will be performed twice at the SOU Recital Hall in Ashland, Saturday night, February 27th at 8 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, February 28th at 3:30.
And we actually have a clip that that one of your people sent over to us. This is the one called Northern Lights. And so let's get a little listen to this, and then we can talk a little more about it. Ed, I'm probably going to slaughter the name of the composer here, but is it Ola Jailo?
You've nailed it.
Really?
Close to Jailo, yes.
Okay. So
we need a soft J at the beginning.
Okay, Ola Jailo. And so this is called Northern Lights, I understand. And tell us a little bit about how this piece and the others work together in this concert.
Well, our director, Paul French, chose the entire concert with, again, the name is Beyond the Stars, and every piece refers to the heavens, either the stars, the sun, the moon, or in this case, the northern lights. And actually, this particular song is very interesting because he's setting a text from the Song of Solomon, which has nothing to do with the heavens.
Uh-huh.
But while he was writing it, he had returned to his native Norway over the Christmas season in 2007, and he was just struck by the beauty of the text reflected in the beauty of the northern lights that he was seeing. Most of the pieces on this program are classical, but there's a little humor thrown in as well. We do have a new setting by American composer Daniel Elder of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And also we include the wonderful sentimental ballad from 1940, Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star. One quick note about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The tune was written first as an instrumental tune. It was published in the 1760s. Mozart set that as a set of variations for piano, and that will be performed on the program by Jody French. And then later, we will sing the new version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The text was written by an English poet 50 years later, and then it became the famous nursery rhyme that we all know.
I had no idea.
Of the program is classical.
All right, so I had no idea there was so much history behind Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But this,
neither did I.
Some great stories then for Beyond the Stars. So this is February 27th at 8 and February 28th at 3?
Yes.
All right, Ed White, good to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining us today on First Friday. First Friday Arts, you bet. First Friday Arts, 800-838-3760. Let's go to Eric at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Welcome to First Friday.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What you got?
We've got actually starting tonight, we're opening our newest Criterion Music Hall show entitled I Have a Dream. We're celebrating African-American musicians, so this is our series of music concerts where we gather a bunch of local musicians. We put them all on stage, kind of pick a theme, and they put on a two-hour concert full of classic American music. So this is going to kind of pull from the soul and R&B sounds of the 60s and 70s. Al Green, Etta James, you know, we're going to go kind of back in that direction. Mm-hmm. So tickets are $24. The show is tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 7:30, and then it also plays next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30.
So three chances to see it this weekend and next.
Two each weekend, yeah.
Two each weekend. Okay, great. Sounds fun. And you have some. I noticed the picture on the front of the Tempo section of the Mail Tribune in Medford today. You got a pretty good stable of musicians for this.
Yeah, it's actually a really neat. It's a neat program in that all these folks kind of come together. Many of them know each other. As a matter of fact, the singers of this show, a couple of them sing in church together. So there's going to be a lot of vocal harmonizing. It's going to have a very soulful feel to the concert with a lot of songs that everybody will already know.
Okay. So that's Criterion Music Hall twice this weekend, twice next weekend at the Criterion in Medford.
Yeah, details at criterion.org if you have any questions.
All right. Thanks for that, Eric. Appreciate it. Let's go to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, good morning, Jeff. Nice to have you back again with the Exchange. And Liberty Arts Gallery is in Wairika, California, and we're just finishing up our final week of art by two Bay Area artists, James Melchett, who is Professor Emeritus at UC Berkeley, and that's a sort of conceptual art. It's bold and powerful, and he has drawings on exhibit, and Mel Lyons, who's done mostly sculpture in wood. That finishes on February the 12th. And then a week later, we launch our annual members show, which has a soup theme. But it's a sort of soup that requires lots of ingredients. And this year, we're calling it bouillabaisse. And it's still open, actually, a call for entries, but it's for members only. So if you are a member of Liberty Arts Gallery, you may register at libertyarts@gmail.com with your piece and bring it on February the 13th, okay? And this is going to be, you know, a huge exhibit. We expect about 50 or 60 pieces because people all want to put a piece of art in. It can be sculptures, drawings, paintings, anything that the artist likes to do.
You must have a lot of members if you're able to pull in 50 or 60 pieces from your membership.
Oh, and it increases every year because everybody wants an opportunity to show their art. It's non-juried, and so this is a membership has its privileges sort of thing because there's no registration fee for this annual show. And the opening reception is on March the 19th from 5 till 7 p.m. We have refreshments, music, all sorts of good things.
And this is a Liberty Art Gallery on Minor Street in Wairika, right?
Yes, 108 West Minor.
108 West Minor. Okay, great. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling, Barbara.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
This is the First Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We now have one phone line open, 800-838-3760. Let's go to Kylie at the Eugene Ballet. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you here. What's going on with the Eugene Ballet right now?
So for Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th and 14th, we'll be doing Carmina Burana, which is a classical, very big production ballet. We're going to be working with the Eugene Concert Choir. We're going to be working with festival singers and orchestra next. We'll have almost 200 performers on stage for this production.
Wow, and we actually have a little bit of Carmina Burana we can play. I got to free up Emily's hands first because she's trying to answer the phone at the same time. So we get a little breath as they go a little quieter here for a while, but this is a major piece, obviously. A lot of orchestra, a lot of singers, as you mentioned. A very well-known piece, too. People usually recognize what they're hearing developing in the background right now.
Absolutely. This is a very well-known music. This production has been around since Carl Orff created it back in the 1930s. Because this is a very well-known classical production, and it's actually one of the most requested performances of the Eugene Ballet Company, we are pairing it with a more contemporary, cutting-edge new piece called White Noise, which will be performed right before Carmina Burana.
Mm-hmm.
And that is by San Francisco choreographer Amy Stewart. And she paired up with a German software engineer named Frieder Weiss. And they actually use infrared cameras to pick up the body heat from the dancers and then use that for projections on the screen behind them as they move.
Wow.
So we'll have, you know, Carmina Burana, this very big, amazing, well-known production. And right before that, we'll have this new contemporary cutting-edge piece to kind of offset that.
Wow, you got a really ambitious program coming up at Eugene Ballet.
We do. So this will be performed on February 13th. At 7:30 p.m. at the Holt Center in Eugene. It'll also be performed again on Sunday, February 14th at 2 p.m.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround for all those performers, but we hope they'll be back in shape by 2 o'clock on Sunday the 14th.
I'm sure they're very excited.
All right, thanks so much for calling us, Kylie. Appreciate hearing about Carmina Burana coming to the Eugene Ballet on the 13th and 14th of February.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. And there go the sounds of Carmina Burana. As we move on to, let's see, we have Scott at the Schneider Museum in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on at the Schneider?
The Schneider Museum of Art is extending its hours tonight till 8 p.m. in participation of Ashland's First Friday. Come by and see our show, Exploring Reality. And we are extending our hours in support of the Center for Visual Art Galleries with student exhibitions that opened last night. We also want to get the word out that we have two visiting artist lectures coming up. On Monday, February 8th, Ryan Pierce will join us in Meath Auditorium at SOU at 5:30. And then on Monday, February 29th, Malia Jensen will also join us at 5:30. Both artists are currently exhibiting in the Schneider Museum exhibition, Exploring Reality. And lastly, we have a free family day on February 20th, which happens at the museum on Saturday from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
All right, all kinds of stuff going. So free family day on Saturday, February 20th.
That is correct, Jeff. Thank you.
Big one. Thank you for calling from the Schneider Museum. Let's go to Paul Jones. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of the Classic Rereadings Company, and this is a heads up, actually, for March. We're a company that was put together by the inimitable Jeff Ridden, who has studied classic plays from the past that are never performed in our time. And what we are doing on March 20th is a production of Florizel and Perdita by David Garrick, who was the foremost leading actor of his day. And the text is taken from 1758, only about 8 years before we colonies declared our independence.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do and what Jeff is trying to do is coordinate with the productions, with the Shakespeare productions at the Shakespeare Festival. So this is a version of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, and it basically condenses it to the last two acts of Shakespeare's play. So therefore, it's Florizel and Perdita.
And so this is March 20th, you say?
This is March 20th at 2 in the afternoon, no admission.
And where is this?
This takes place at the Meese Auditorium, right next to the Schneider Museum, which is wonderful that we came in right after the announcement from the Schneider Museum on the SOU campus. We work in coordination with the Oregon Center for the Arts at Southern Oregon University, and we have actors from all over the valley, from Camelot Theater, Randall Theater, other play readings, SOU students. Some actors have worked with the festival. So we have amazing talent reading these older antique plays.
All right. Sounds like great stuff. And you can call us again on First Friday in March, and we can talk about it again. Thanks for that, Paul.
Appreciate Thank you
it.
Very much.
You bet. Let's go to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome to First Friday in the Arts on the Exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
This month we open our first show of the season, which is going to be Johnny Cash's The Ring of Fire. It's the music of Johnny Cash and has five actors who play multiple instruments and who kind of show you the life and the music of Johnny Cash. And that opens again February 11th. And that plays all the way through April, so you got time to see that. But we do have a lovely Valentine's Day, two shows on Valentine's Day on Sunday for you. We also, on February the 17th, the Rogue Suspects are coming back for our One Night Only series, and they'll be here at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, February 17th. And then on February 24th, we actually have a lovely dancer named Viola Gatling, and she is bringing sort of a performance art multimedia dance performance to the Oregon Cabaret on that night. You can get tickets at 541-488-2902 or at our website, which is OregonCabaret.com.
Now, who's the lucky person who gets to, or, you know, perhaps unlucky person because he's playing somebody that a lot of people know, Johnny Cash. Who gets to play Johnny Cash?
Nobody. They all play Johnny Cash.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, it's a very, so no one plays him and everyone plays him in the show.
Okay, so nobody has to come up with that signature growl and say, hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Nope, not really, but we do talk, a lot of the actors do talk as if they are him, remembering his childhood and his past.
All right, sounds like fun. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire opens February 11th, was it?
Yes.
And Rogue Suspects on the 17th, and what was the one other thing you mentioned?
Viola Gatling's doing a dance piece on the 24th.
Okay. Thank you very much, Valerie, at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Let us go to Jeff, talking about a Siskiyou Summit performance. Jeff, we do have to take a break here in a moment, but we're going to get all the calls in. We have a couple more waiting, so hang on. First Friday, we'll continue. Jeff, tell us about your event.
Okay. Thank you, Jeffrey, for having me. I wanted to let the folks know about the Siskiyou Summit Bluegrass Band here in Southern Oregon. It's doing a benefit for the Eagle Point Grange tomorrow night, actually, February 6th at 7 p.m., at the Grange, that's located at 5 South Shasta Avenue in Eagle Point. This is a benefit for the Grange, and as you probably know and your listeners know, the Granges around the country are really suffering in that, their memberships are lacking. And so we're trying to get some attention to the Grange, and we're doing it by doing a concert there. And they've been really supportive, and up in Eagle Point, it's a great little community.
Okay, what time tomorrow night?
7 p.m. tomorrow night.
7 p.m. tomorrow night. Thanks so much, Jeff. And the other two folks on the line, please hold. First Friday will continue. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. And what a bounty the first Friday of February has proved to be in our First Friday Art segment. We got the phone lines lit up several times over, and we even have two calls left to get to before we finish up. Let's go to Connie in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this service.
Sure. What do you got going on?
We have a play that opens on Friday that's called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's by Nora and Delia Efron, and it's from a book by Eileen Beckerman. And it's a cast of five ladies that tell stories about tender moments, funny moments of their life regarding clothes. So it's very much a woman's play. It starts on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at the same time. And then we have a special matinee on Valentine's Day at 2 p.m. The tickets are $12, and they're available at Liberty Arts Gallery, Nature's Kitchen, and Jupiter Salon. The play is being held at Wairika Preservation Hall, which is the former St. Mark's Church. It's a beautiful building that was built in the 1880s by a shipbuilder with beautiful stained glass windows. Wairika Preservation is a nonprofit, and this is a benefit for the nonprofit, and they promote arts and history and preservation of historic Wairika. So we'd all like you to join us. It is a delightful play, and we have a wonderful cast.
Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And that's tonight, Friday, or next Friday?
Next Friday, Friday, February 12th, the 13th, and the 14th.
At Preservation Hall in Wairika. Okay, thank you, Connie.
And that is at 304 Lane Street in Wairika, across from the courthouse.
Great. Connie, thanks again.
Thank you.
Moving on to our final call for First Friday, Hyla from the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be on your show.
Great. What do you got going on?
Well, tonight is First Friday Live in Grants Pass, so the entire downtown area is going to be rocking and with music and art and fun things. There's lots of restaurants downtown. It's always busy, and it's a great opportunity to go see friends. And the museum itself is going to have an exhibit of Black, White, and the Blues. Our walls are covered with art that's been donated by artists, and that will all be auctioned off next Saturday night at our 29th Annual Black, White, and the Blues Festival. It's going to be held at Wheeler Toyota, And tickets are still available. You can get them at the museum or by calling 541-479-3290. And after 29 years, we kind of know what we're doing, so it's going to be fun.
All right. This is a benefit for the museum?
It is. And this year, for the first time, we're going to serve a full dinner. And the Ben Rice Band will be our band after the auction. So come on down and see what is going to be auctioned off and meet. Oh, and at 7 o'clock, the Grants Pass High School String Quartet, the one that's going to Carnegie Hall, mm-hmm. is going to play rhythm and blues at the museum.
All right. Sounds great. So black, white, and blues on the wall this week and auctioned off next week.
Exactly.
All right. Hyla, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson
thanks.
Exchange. And that will more or less wrap up our first Friday art segment. Wow, we have never gotten this many calls before. So good work all around at letting people know what's going on in the arts world. And we have one correction, that Saturday night concert of Northern Lights. What was it called? I had it in front of me a second ago. Northern Lights is one of the pieces. It's all about stars, let's put it that way. But Beyond the Stars, I think, is the name of the program. The Saturday night program is at 7:30, not 8 o'clock, was the correction we got there. So thanks so much again.